We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bob McLean.
Hello, howdy. Greetings, campers. Welcome, salutations, TGIF alohas. Here we go, getting away with the hour number two, the Friday free-for-all. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. And on Friday, anything you want to talk about is fair game. Here's how you do it. Just grab the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063, the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307, and my email address, as always, bob@1063word.com. Getting somewhat behind on the text messages, so let me make a valiant stab at catching up there. Bob, about the $50 rebate coming from the South Carolina Department of Revenue. Bob, will we have to pay taxes on the $50? I'm assuming that is a rhetorical tweet, right? Yeah. Bobby, so they're giving us $50 of our money back, only to ask for it back later with another ridiculous gas tax that does nothing for the roads. I would say that's a pretty fair assessment. Yeah. Now, Bobby, will the rebate be taxable income in 2019? See previous answer to previous text. Hey, Bob, I see former governor and former ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, bought a $2.5 million house, wow, from Jim in Easley. Yes, former Governor Haley is living there in a pretty pricey zip code these days, buying a $2.5 million house on Kiowa Island. Yeah. Must have been one whale of a book advance. And time, but that catches me up with the previous text. Now let me get back to the top. Bobby, what are the boneheads and DOT going to finish 85 in Greenville? Meantime, in Spartanburg, it's creating traffic nightmares. Yeah, I know it. And if you go to the beach and you go down 385 to get there and then cut over to 95, the next big, I am given to understand, the next big SCDOT project is right there where you rejoin, you know, the spaghetti bowl that you know, where you've got to maneuver your way across four lanes of traffic to be able to get back to 385. And if you've ever been through there on a football Saturday or any rush hour for that matter, holy cow, what a mess. Bobby, I didn't hear you mention Fats Restaurant's offer for Veterans Day lunch, Calabash chicken with fries free when you show your veteran's ID. Thank you. Didn't have that information, and now I do. Bobby, allow me to ask a hypothetical question. All right, if I can give you a hypothetical answer. If Trump had been president when FDR was, do you believe he would have gotten us involved in the war in Europe? Or would Trump say those those European countries have been fighting for hundreds of years, and like kids on a playground, sometimes you just got to let them fight? Care to voice an opinion? Yeah, that the opinion that you're expressing there, you're asking, that was the opinion of Charles Lindbergh. There was a big group prior to the Japanese bombing of Pearl Harbor that was called America First. And they didn't think that we should be involved in any more European entanglements. As for what Donald Trump would have done then, who knows? I mean, you're asking, would he have done what FDR did, considering that the Japanese had bombed Pearl Harbor? I think Donald Trump would have done exactly what FDR did, which was tell him, hey, find me the biggest bomb that you can and let me know when it's ready. Okay. To the phones we go. Let's begin this hour with Dennis. Hi, Dennis, and welcome to the Friday free-for-all.
Good afternoon. I got a small question about old Murphy up in Vermont.
Okay.
Well, first of all, did they find Murphy?
You know, I believe they did finally find Murphy. It's a never-ending question that we can't seem to resolve. But, yeah, I think they did find Murphy because they wrote the book about it. So they must have found it. Must have had a happy ending, right?
Yeah, must have. But the question I have is that I understand that's a national commercial. But was the script or the copy, was that sent to you and you have a local reader reading it?
Yeah, that is correct.
Well, I hope they find Murphy. I hope that book sells. You know, it's a very, very minor thing, but...
Here's the deal. Here's the deal on that, Dennis, and I get a lot of questions about it. And I actually have gone to the time and trouble and wasted about half an hour of my day that I'll never get back tracking it down. What happens is we have a contract with the Associated Press to use their news service, and as part of the contract, we run commercials for them, okay? The Associated Press farms out the production for the ads to another company called Westwood One. They're a big sports syndicator, among other things, right? And they send us a list of commercials to rotate every week on all of our intercom stations here in the Upstate. And so in checking with the people downstairs who handle what's called traffic, they told me that each week when we get the list of ads, they keep having the same one repeat. And, of course, they should have, you know, if they were halfway professional about it, they would have different commercials that rotate in there, and we wouldn't be subjected to the search for Murphy ad nauseum. And I've asked them, look, will you call these people at Westwood One and telling them, look, you're screwing this thing up. Give us some different commercials to rotate in there. And the end result is we're still hearing about Murphy.
Well, one final statement.
Yes, sir.
It's obvious that Murphy was a liberal, right?
Well, he was in Vermont. You would assume so.
Yeah, I just wonder if that may have been Bernie Sanders' dog or something.
I suspect that Murphy actually was a closet conservative and was making a break.
Yeah.
He was trying to get from Vermont to South Carolina, is my guess.
Yeah. Well, that's a possibility. Well, thank you, Bob.
My pleasure. Thank you, Dennis. So I'll check with him again. I'll send him an email and say, look, you know, we're still running Murphy. Nothing against Murphy. I'm sure that, you know, Murphy, being a golden, is a great little pooch. I've had four of them. I don't know. Oh, by the way, the mention that I made about the calendar in the UK for the Humane Society that has all the golden pictures on it. Golden's waiting at the train station for the commuter train to arrive. A couple of Goldens out on a date for the February calendar page. And are those the Beagles? A picture of four Golden Retrievers, Golden Retrievers emulating the Beatles walking across Abbey Road. I got that story, went back and found the story, and Moneypenny has posted it on our Facebook page. It's a story from the BBC, if you want to see it. It's got some cute pictures. Quick break here, and then right back, and more of your phone calls are on the way here on the Bobby Mac Show, the TGIF edition, Friday free-for-all.
T T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
What?
By the way, just to keep you in the loop, I sent another email out. Can we not get Westwood One to get their act together and start rotating different commercials in there? I mean, nothing against Murphy. I love Golden Retrievers. But, I mean, really? Really? In on the text line 71307. Bobby, that texter, hypothetically trying to compare Trump to FDR, may want to consult a history book. Yeah, very accurate point, and I should have mentioned this in my response. FDR did not declare war on Germany. Germany declared war on the United States of America in response to the U.S. declaring war on Japan following the attack on Pearl Harbor. By the way, Jeffrey Epstein did not commit suicide. Murphy killed him. Bob, I think I saw Murphy on the flyover bridge. I have an update on the flyover bridge coming up, by the way. I may or may not get to it before Annie's newscast, but we will try to do that. Now, Bobby, when can we expect a live reading of the AP book, Catching Murphy, on the show? It's about time, since we've been hearing about it for so long. Now, Bobby, in response to what the texter asked, if Trump would do what FDR did in World War II, I'm confident Trump would have declared war on Japan after Pearl Harbor. Then Germany would have declared war on the U.S., just as really happened with FDR. Yeah, I know.
Don't!
But, you know, don't confuse him with facts. Now, Bobby, your hypothetical texter seems extremely ignorant about the facts of World War II. Your answer was dead on. Trump would have said, "Bill me the biggest bomb you have and then let me know when it's ready." Fact is, we stayed out of the war far too long. We knew of German atrocities and stayed out. How about the rape of Nanking with the Japanese? Obviously until Pearl Harbor, after Pearl Harbor, our leaders had a change of heart. Bobby, Haley bought a nice house. Good for her. It's the size of a guest cottage at Mar-a-Lago, so it's a problem. No problem. I don't have a problem with her buying a big house. She got a big book contract and used it to buy herself a big house. More power to her. Bobby, I think you mean I-26 and I-20. Yeah, I'm talking about, you know, down there in Columbia where you're trying to get over to 95 eventually and get to the beach. You know where I'm talking about. And that catches me up with the text line, which allows me to go back to the phones here on the Friday free-for-all and bring in Toby, who is in Clinton. Hi, Toby, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
How's Bobby's world?
So far, so good.
That's good. Well, there's one new, didn't y'all make a report on the radio this week about North Carolina? I think the sheriff or somebody let go an illegal after committing a crime or something other.
Yep.
And ISIS just happened to be in the area and picked him up before he got out.
Yeah, I think you mean ICE rather than ISIS.
ICE.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, the sheriff. Yeah,
let ISIS take him up. That'll take care of him.
You know, it would. That would be a great resolution to the problem. The sheriff in Buncombe County let go an illegal alien who had committed a sex crime against a minor. He had been convicted of that. And ICE sent a detainer over to the Buncombe County Sheriff. But, of course, in their infinite liberal wisdom up there in Palo Alto East in Asheville, they let the guy go. Well, part of the part of what was contingent on letting him go was that he had to register as a sex offender. So when he showed up to register as a sex offender at the courthouse, ICE was there waiting for him and arrested him on the spot.
Because the reason I was curious about that question about the sheriff just letting him go, I had a friend that attended our church. Her son, they were both from England, and he committed a crime. He served his sentence here, and then after he got through, they shipped his butt back to England.
Yeah, and that's precisely what ICE is going to do with this guy as well.
And I was wondering why. I mean, before I found out ICE picked him up, you know, I'm like, well, my Lord, they should do that here.
And
why do that with this case?
I wish I could tell you it's going to get better, but I've got a story in the stack today by Adam Shaw at Fox News that I'll get to with the headline, ICE warns illegal immigrants facing murder, child sex offense charges could be released in North Carolina sanctuary cities. Nice, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So have a great weekend.
You too. Appreciate it. Yeah, your tax dollars at work, North Carolinians. Bill is where's Bill? Lake Lyman. Hi, Bill. Welcome to the show. Good to have you here on Friday.
Thank you, Bobby. Nice talking to you.
My pleasure.
You were talking about AM versus FM radio yesterday with the legend himself that's the regular host on your show.
That would be the well-known Jim Bohannon, right?
Yeah. It ought to be called the Jim Bo and Bobby Show.
Come on.
But really why I called, do you remember WOWO Fort Wayne, Indiana?
Sure do. W-O-W-O. Yeah, a Group W Westinghouse Broadcasting Station. Westinghouse used to be a pretty big broadcaster.
Yep. Was that not where, for a while at least, or they did carry the Wolfman Jack show?
They may have at some point, but I don't recall it.
The only time we could, and I'm a little younger than you are, I was a teenager in the 60s, I remember the only time we could get it was at night.
Correct.
I don't know where they turned their signal or what it was, but I can remember that was one of the most entertaining stations. WOWO, Fort Wayne, Indiana. I'll never forget that.
It has to do, Bill, with the differences in AM broadcast stations and FM broadcast stations.
Right.
AM stands for amplitude modulation, and FM is frequency modulation, right?
Right.
And so,
they turned the signal at any time, Bobby?
Well, they kept it. The ones that were there were two kinds of AM stations. Those that were directional only, that is, they would broadcast in one direction to protect the signal of another station, and then there were the what we call 50-gallon radio stations, 50,000 watts, which was the top level of power. And an AM signal would go up into the atmosphere, bounce off the atmosphere, and then come back to Earth. And especially in the wintertime, the signals would just at night would go like crazy. A station like WOWO or WABC in New York, WLS in Chicago would cover probably two-thirds of America.
Yeah.
But FM signals are line of sight, and they're dependent on antenna height. So they're two different kinds of signals.
When you mentioned that about bouncing off the atmosphere, that reminded me of my dad's CB radio years.
Sure.
When at night, they'd call it working skip.
Yep.
Nice talking to you, Bobby. Have a good weekend.
My pleasure. Thank you, Bill. Great question. In fact, in our pre-FM days, and we put WORD's talk format when I was still a suit, we put it on the FM band June the 13th of 2008, I believe was the date. And before that, of course, we were on our 2 a.m. frequencies, 1330 and 950, which now are part of the ESPN brand. And I would get, I still have some in the office, I would get postcards from Monte Carlo, Norway, Denmark, Finland, Sweden, in the wintertime from those AM signals bouncing all over the place.
Didn't we get a phone call from, like, Antarctica?
Yeah, we did. That's right, we did. Which is, that's one heck of a signal. Right there.
And that was before radio.com. That was just our signal.
That's right. That was the on the old AM
yeah.
frequencies. 4:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side. If you caught Limbaugh's show today, it was a tribute to the whistleblower because all the Democrats are saying, oh, his identity must be protected. Even though there's no legal requirement to do that under the law. Facebook is now saying no mention of the whistleblower's name on Facebook. More on this and the reaction to it, which has been pretty funny. When we come back.
All right, Dan.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. 4:38, 22 before 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. It is the Friday free-for-all in on the text line. Bobby, in the mid-1950s, WOWO, Fort Wayne, Indiana, was one of the first stations I listened to at night as a kid. I had a little transistor radio with an earphone. Boy, this rings a bell for a lot of people. I still comb the AM airwaves at night and listen to WLAC, they're out of Nashville, and look for the show Handle on the Law. Gotcha. Bobby, if Murphy is not home by now, I don't think he's coming home. I'm just saying. Bobby, Murphy finally surfaced. He was seen on video leaving Jeffrey Epstein's cell.
It's a bunch of malarkey.
Thank you, Joe, for clearing that up. Joe Biden dropping in. Bobby, I understand that the Catching Murphy book will soon be a major motion picture. Sequels will be Murphy Returns, Son of Murphy, and Murphy's Revenge, hopefully starring Dwayne Johnson. Bob, this is Michael's mom. That's Michael, the weather guy. Please stop making fun of mommy's little boy. I've protected him from bullies like you all his life. And if you don't stop teasing him, he won't come up from the basement. Okay. All right. We'll cut it out. Bobby, The View is an abomination. Superficial one-liners, syntax, no chance to respond, no dialogue, hit-and-run questions and answers. This show should be canceled. Unfortunately, there are too many stupid libs who keep it afloat. Just like with Phil Donahue, Chris from Greenville. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate that. I would agree. You know, it's not a news show. It's an entertainment show. Yeah. It's under the ABC Entertainment Division, which may be more accurate than the news division these days, now that I think about it. Speaking of news divisions, headline from Fox, CBS staffer fired over ABC's Epstein scandal speaks out. I'm not the whistleblower. The leaker is still inside. Uh-oh. Fired the wrong person. A CBS News employee fired after ABC executives informed CBS she'd had access to the leaked hot mic video revealing the Disney-owned network killed a scoop on Jeffrey Epstein, says she did not leak the tape and was unfairly fired without being able to defend herself. I smell a lawsuit in the works. Ashley Bianco was a producer on ABC's Good Morning America before joining CBS This Morning last month. Earlier this week, the group Project Veritas, they describe them as a controversial group, even Fox. What's controversy about Project Veritas? There's some of the few real reporters left out there. God, Fox, come on. The controversial group Project Veritas published the damning video in which 2020 and GMA anchor Amy Robach complained that her bosses killed a story that would have exposed the now-deceased child sex offender Epstein 3 years ago. By the way, did I mention Epstein didn't kill himself? Yeah, I just want to toss that in there. Bianco said she was fired by CBS after the network received a call from ABC informing her new boss that she once had access to the leaked video. Bianco told journalist Megyn Kelly in an interview posted Friday on YouTube, "I did not leak the tape. I'm not the whistleblower. I'm sorry, ABC, but the leaker is still inside." Mole is still operating. CBS News and ABC News did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Stunned to hear that. Bianco denied ever communicating with anyone from Project Veritas and said she simply made a clip of the video and saved it in ABC's internal system. Bianco said she was watching the feed from her desk when Robach made the now infamous comments about ABC News refusing to air her Epstein reporting. "I'd seen what she was saying and I went to my manager. I essentially marked it in the system. It never left the system. We do it all the time. I may have accessed it, but I never leaked it. I never showed it to anyone." Bianco, who deleted various social media accounts before speaking out, that was a good idea, said she did not inform her manager that she clipped it, but everyone in the office was freaked out, she said, by Robach's comments. "Everyone was watching it," she said, noting that the purpose for clipping it was to watch it later for office gossip. ABC News did not immediately respond to a request for... Yeah, you said that. Bianco told Kelly that she doesn't know who leaked the tape because everyone at ABC was aware it existed. The former ABC News employee said she only jumped to a new job at CBS because the network made her a better offer. Good reason. She'd worked at CBS for 4 days before being fired as a result of the leaked footage. "I begged, I pleaded, I didn't know what I'd done wrong. I wasn't even given the professional courtesy to defend myself. It was humiliating. It was devastating." Reporter Yasher Ali previously cited two sources with knowledge of the situation who claim the ABC News honchos believe they know the identity of a former employee with access to the viral footage. Well, from what she's saying, that would have been anybody at ABC News. Bianco was fired less than 24 hours after Mr. Ali's initial report. Bianco said she never intended to embarrass Robach or ABC and enjoyed her time at the Disney-owned network. Well, the mole hunt apparently will now continue. Unless, of course, ABC will say, "Well, she's lying. She was really the mole, and we can prove it, or we know it." I'm telling you, the psyops go on. 5:15 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back here on Friday.
Excellent.
And it is the Friday free-for-all where you can raise as any topic you want, any topic you may have in mind. Charlotte, who is next up in Spartanburg. Hi, Charlotte, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hey, Bob. First of all, I want to apologize the last time I called for using bad words.
Well,
I don't know if you remember. I'm so sorry.
That's so mad. Well, yeah.
I
completely understand that, Charlotte, and not to worry because we operate on an 8-second delay, and Moneypenny has her little finger located adjacent to the button that will wipe it out, and it's as if it never happened. So, not
okay,
to worry.
That's good. But anyways, I was on Facebook last night, and I got a post, or no, it was this morning, I'm sorry, and I got a post, and it showed that the Bloomberg that's running, that's going to try to run for president, has pictures with Epstein's girlfriend and another woman.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Yeah, well, look, little Mikey, as the president has now taken to calling Mr. Doomberg, has more money than sense. I mean, he's a gun grabber, which right. should make him a hero with the left. But he's got as much chance of being the Democrat nominee for president, Charlotte, as I do.
Right.
So
I didn't know if you knew he might had I guess he's got connection with Epstein at the time.
Oh yeah, because he was the mayor of New York.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I'm sure they were fast friends, and probably Mr. Doomberg would call on Mr. Epstein when he needed a fast campaign contribution, and I'm sure he probably got it.
Okay.
By the way, Charlotte,
you
mentioned you were on Facebook. Did you happen to see all the pictures of our pal, the whistleblower, the Eric Caramella? He whose name shall not be mentioned, that would be Eric Caramella. This guy has got selfies with a murderer's row of Democrat heroes. He's got pictures of himself with Hillary. He's got pictures of himself with Pelosi, with Chuck U. Schumer. You name them, he's got selfies with all of these people. So we shouldn't jump to any conclusions about his political leanings, right?
Right. No, I didn't see those pictures. The only one that I've seen on my page was the one that he had his own self picture in the city. It was all by himself.
Gotcha. Thank you. Thanks, Charlotte. And not to worry. I mean, look, you know, I completely understand. And in a way, it's kind of flattering because people sometimes have a tendency to use some profanity in a normal conversation. And if you're relaxed enough talking with the host on a talk show and, you know, slips out. Hey, it happens. It happens. In fact, my buddies on the golf course would tell you. They say to me all the time, Bobby, you turning the air blue there, bud. You know, how do you keep from doing that on the radio? I say, well, separate identities, you know. And look, I'm not proud of it, you know. But I did grow up in a family of Marines, and so when it comes to a pretty extensive vocabulary, yeah, I'm good to go. It's not nice, but, you know, these things happen. Speaking of Spartanburg, that's where Dan is, and he's next up here on the Bobby Mac Friday Free-for-All. Hi, Dan.
How you doing, Bobby Mac?
So far, so good.
Yeah, I'd like to amplify what previous callers said about reservists and the merchant marine.
Yes.
In World War II, before they started convoys, the U-boats didn't even use torpedoes. They just surface and blow them up with their deck guns. And, I mean, the casualties and the amount of stuff that left the U.S. and made it to Great Britain was, you know, it was a fraction of it. And
wasn't it something like hundreds of millions of tons went to the bottom of the Atlantic?
It was scary. And, I mean, a lot of times they wouldn't even get out of sight of the U.S. And then they started the convoys. But really, what really saved it was when they had air cover all the way across.
Right.
Up until, like, 1943 and 1944, there was, like, a no-man's land in the middle where the American planes could only go so far and the British could go so far. And that's when that was the last heyday for the U-boats in there. And then they finally got it to where they could cover all the way across. And, of course, they'd taken out a number of the U-boats, and it got better.
Yeah, same
reserves.
Yeah, same kind of thing happened with the 8th Air Force when they were flying the B-17s in the early days of the war. We didn't have a fighter plane that could provide cover for them all the way over their targets, especially the ones in Germany, until the P-51 Mustang came along, and then they did, and, boy, that was a game changer.
Yeah, it was. And as far as reservists, I saw this. I mean, in the 70s and early 80s, you joined the reserves, you'd give them 2 weeks a summer, mm-hmm. you know, a weekend a month, and you got your college paid for.
Right.
And then Desert Shield, Desert Storm happened. And a lot of people realized, holy crap, you know, I might actually have to go dodge bullets.
Right.
And there was a mass exodus. And then fast forward to when we went back into Iraq and Afghanistan. And, I mean, there was a guy, you imagine being a manager of a grocery store that's also an E-5 in the Army or mm-hmm. Marine, you know, reserves.
Right.
You get yanked up and say, okay, the next 12 months, you're going to be here. You know, I don't care if it's a pay cut. You're not going to get your civilian salary. You're going to get your E-5 or E-4 or whatever.
Right.
And that's it. And these people, you know, I mean, I can't imagine. I was in the military. I expected, you know, when I got jerked up and sent all over the world and stuff.
But sure.
Can you imagine, you know, managing something here? And I don't know how people stayed with it after that. And I guess a lot of them didn't. And a shout out to Sears. That was one of the few companies that guaranteed the people's jobs.
That's right,
they
did.
Back.
Yep. And sadly, now they're really on the ropes. Dan, thank you very much for your service, and thanks for the words in respect for the Merchant Marines and the reservists. Hour number two is zipped on past. Stand by, because we're going to kick off the weekend when we come back with the 5 o'clock Follies here on 106.3 and 101.5 FM in Anderson.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.